Hi, welcome to the Dan Bradbury podcast, where turnover is vanity, profit is sanity, and cash is king. In this podcast, I'll bring you resources, tips, interviews, and lots more to help to grow your business and make it less dependent on you.
I was so inspired by the testimony of this gentleman that I actually wanted to bring him up on stage and just have a quick conversation. And by the way, for those of you who don't know, this is Paul Goh. Did I say the last name right?
Goh. All Americans pronounce it Goh.
Yeah. We try to act classy, thinking it's, you know, fancy.
Goh with a G.
Gotcha. There we go. All right. Paul Goh.
There you go.
For those of you who don't know him, this is Paul Goh, not Goh. I mean, you have been a client of Dan since 2015 or 2016?
2016,
yeah. And the reason why I think it's kind of cool to have him up here is you kind of, in the world of training and coaching and mentoring and stuff, it's not fair to say that you have favorites, but you have memorables, right? Like there's the memory of the first. There's the memory of the last. There's those kind of things. Like I will never forget the first seminar that I did, the last group of certification. Paul has a specific place in Dan's memory because Paul is Dan's client who was the first client of his to achieve a seven-figure profit. Pretty cool, right? And so, yeah, you can applaud that. So that's just kind of badass, dude, right? So let's talk about that because I think, to be fair, and I'm just projecting too much of my own limitations, but I think to be fair, most entrepreneurs, they do focus on the million, right? They focus on the seven figure, but it's kind of like almost ingrained in the seven figure revenue, right? We focus on that a lot. And maybe once we get there, then we start to focus on the seven figure profit. But I think for a lot of us, that's so far out and so far away. It's just kind of, it's kind of distant and not kind of in the forefront of our mind. So let's talk about you started in 2016. Now you, to be fair, you were doing pretty good already in the beginning, right? You were doing how much in revenue?
Just under $1 million. In fact, I remember being in Dan's office at his old place in 2016. It was early December and I'd done a VIP day with him. Uh-huh. And on that day, my Infusionsoft account refreshed and I'd done $1 million in revenue on that day.
On that
I remember turning the screen around and saying, oh, I've just done $1 million on that sale. I was doing about, 50, 60% profit margin at that time. So yeah. Around about $500,000, $600,000 at the time in profit.
Perfect. Which is no slouchy business, right? That's already really good. Now let's fast forward. How many years before you hit that magic seven?
2018, I hit seven figures in profit.
Now, this is the kind of part that just kind of blew me away. Because now when you hear seven-figure profit, you're thinking of seven-figure profit. How much was the profit?
In terms of last year, what I did last year?
Yeah.
Well, in 2018, we did seven-figure profit. Last year, I did $2.3 million in profit.
Yeah. That's just awesome, right? Again, maybe I'm just projecting my own limitations out of her. When I was thinking seven, I was putting a one there. Weren't you?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And it's like, oh, two. Oh, crap. You know? And so I want to talk about that in a couple of different perspectives first. And we had this private conversation yesterday. I remember the day my office manager came in and told me that I did, I think it was $1.2 million in revenue. And as an entrepreneur, I'd always dreamt of that. And I remember that day being completely insignificant for me. Like I didn't do anything to celebrate. I didn't do anything special because it was revenue and it was a fake number in my brain, right? It was just like, it's not like I had 1.2 million in the bank. I had barely anything in the bank, right? So why celebrate? It was just a fake number. It was this thing on a chart of an accounts, right? And I don't know, maybe when you hit your first million in revenue, there was a big celebration, but is it different? Like what did it feel like? Or what is the experience compared to one million in revenue, 1 billion plus in revenue versus 1 million plus in profit?
I'd love to tell you that there is.
I love the grin. By the way, you didn't even have to answer the question, right? Just look at the grin on his face.
I'm supposed to sit here and tell you that it felt amazing and that it was this magical night and moment that kind of fireworks went off in the house. And uh-huh. We went home and put for sale signs in the garden and kind of changed cars and none of that. Absolutely nothing. I can tell you, nothing.
Like, so it was no different?
Nothing. Here's why. The answer that I think that you want. I think the problem for many business owners is you're right. We chase the 7 million, the seven figures, and it's this mystical, magical, as though life's going to be wonderful the minute I make seven figures. Yeah. nothing's going to change. Right? You're still who you are. And you can have a bigger house, but if you're miserable, you're just miserable in a bigger house, right? And I think these things, or you can drive a fast car, but you're just still miserable in a fast car, right? It doesn't really make that much difference. I think for true business owners, it's the journey, and it's the lessons that you learn, and the pick yourself up and go again, and the energy and the excitement. That's what I've focused on from day one, and I've never ever never focused on. It was about the house or the lifestyle or whatever. It was just about the challenge, the growth, the lessons, the things I was going to pick up, the heartache, just that. That's what has always been inside of me from day one.
So there was no big fireworks or celebrations, even in a million in profit.
And again, without sounding arrogant, I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah,
I knew it was going to happen months in. Natalie, she's amazing. She's been with her for 10 or 15 years. I lived with her now for 10 years, been with her for 15. She's just, she'll often say to me, she'll say things like this. She'll be like, oh, how does it feel? And I'm like, I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, so in my head, it was already
that's
done.
Interesting, right?
It was already done. And I said, it started happening 2 years ago when I made the commitment to have the mastermind commitments and the investments and flying to America, the jet lag, the sacrifice from the kids, reading the books. You're sat on a beach, and don't take this the wrong way, you're sat on a beach reading 50 Shades of Grey. I'm sat on a beach reading, Turn Over His Vanity or Profit His Sanity, like whatever.
Right, yeah.
Like that's my life, and that's what I'd committed to.
For the record, when he says you're, he's not talking about me specifically. The generic you're. Yeah.
And it's funny, like I came back from Portugal a few weeks ago, and I often do this, and I don't know if you do it yourself, but I walk up and down the plane on purpose, and I want to see what everybody's doing. Yeah. And I swear I do it every time within 10 minutes. As soon as them seatbelts are off, I walk up and down the plane, and I look at everybody, and it's solitaire. Or it's like the OK magazine, or it's whatever. And I'm like, this is all I needed to see in life, because you lot are my competitors in life, that like it's this easy to win. Wow. That I've got 2 hours and I'm sat reading these books now to kind of develop and build my skills or mindset, whatever. And this is my business owner competitor sat playing on solitaire or reading the OK magazine or The Sun or whatever. And I just think that's actually what we're about. Like that's the whole, that's it. Like it's never about the big house or the first class travel or the watches or whatever bullshit people kind of want to tell you that being in business is about. It's about ultimately who you are and the confidence that you get from the things that you learn along the way that makes the money. It's like, oh, that's cool.
All right. So now let me go one level deeper on that one. Give us a good book.
Oh God, what's your problem?
Well, I have plenty. That's the name of the book.
Somebody will always ask me, what book are you reading? I'm like, well, it's irrelevant because it's solving a problem that I've got. Mm. It doesn't mean, which I think is
all right,
also
so
a
I'll
skill.
Ask you a contextual then. Yeah. So what is one of your, and it's just too easy to make him feel good. So don't mention his books, okay? Because they've all read it anyway, right? But let's talk about in terms of leadership. What's a favorite book that you've got?
Leadership in Private Practice.
Is that what it's called?
It's a wonderful book. Yeah, it's a great book. It's the best leadership book that you ever
Leadership
like
in Private Practice?
Yeah.
Yep.
PaulGough.com/. Yeah. No, best leadership book I've ever read. There isn't one. And here's my answer. People often ask me for...
I didn't want the best one. Just want a one. Yeah.
There isn't. It's. I can't. I would be giving you a bad... The answer that you want is that leadership is a collection of understanding of how people behave, how you behave, how people are by and large irrational, and understanding that, managing yourself, managing your own ideas. You can't just go and pick up a book on leadership and expect at the other end that you're going to be a better leader, I think.
Unless it's leadership in
private practice, which brings all of that together.
Now I see why he's got a million in revenue, a million in profit. He's only going to mention his book.
I'm a marketer at heart.
I'm also going to call you out. Not call you out, but I also want to, because you said it's not about the homes, it's not about that. And I get that, right? But yet there is a portion where it does feel good when you finally hit those. And I remember Dan telling me a story about you, that when you signed up, you said something to the effect. Oh, no, you told me about this.
I don't know if Dan remembers this, but so it was the same period of time. So when I signed up with Dan to do personal coaching, I had to write out, kind of who I am, what my background is, what I'm trying to get to, where I'm at. I was in the middle of moving to America at the time. And at the time I was going to move to California, La Jolla, which is pretty expensive. Yeah. And I emailed him and I said something like, P.S., I'm moving to La Jolla. I'm going to need about $3 million to buy a home that I would want to live in.
Yeah.
Like we've got some work to do. And that was in 2016.
And now let's fast forward to last week.
So last night I sent the deposit for a home that I'm completing on in Florida. a $2 million, a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, but the cost of living is less, so you're good. It's the equivalent of a $3 million.
And the taxes
mansion.
Are less, which is significantly better. Yeah. So yeah, I sent the money last night, and we complete tomorrow on a home in Florida in a beautiful place called Celebration, right near Disney.
Well done.
Yeah, we're neighbors, you can tell by our accents.
Yeah. So yeah, we live 45 minutes away from one another.
Yeah, it's pretty close in Florida.
And I'm flying home tomorrow, and you have to go to Mexico to get into America.
Don't get me started. The American government, in their wisdom, have banned me from going in, so I have to go via Mexico. So I have to quarantine in Mexico for 14 days, and then day 15, I'm allowed to fly to Orlando.
First off, let's not make that sound like that's a bad deal, right? Yeah, poor Paul has to go hang out for 2 weeks.
I have to go to Cancun for 2 weeks,
it's not like he's going to a Mexican jail. He's going to a nice place, okay? So he'll be doing just fine. No pity for this man. Paul, thanks so much, man. It's just really inspirational story, and I just thought everybody here could benefit from hearing what I heard in that room. So thank you so much.
Pleasure. Man. Thank you. Cheers.
I hope you enjoyed that episode. 3 things you need to do now. Number 1, make sure you subscribe to this podcast so you do not miss an episode. Also, get on over to Amazon to get a copy of my latest book, Turnover is Vanity, Profit is Sanity, 9.5 Steps to Improving Your Profits and Cash Flow. Also, join our Facebook group, the Turnover is Vanity, Profit is Sanity community, to connect with other business owners.